Chapter 1. Sultan Velos I approached the walled city of Kira's oasis, riding at the head of a double column of 100 cavalry. The sun beat down on them without mercy. The light reflected off the white sand of the desert with such intensity it could drive a man mad. And the less said about the heat, the better. The Sultan had left his normal robes of state at the palace in favor of warrior's garb. Magnificent leather armor engraved with sand lions covered him from neck to toe. On his brow he wore a gold circlet shaped like a coiled cobra, the symbol of his office. At his side hung Heat's Bane, his enchanted shamshir. Even sheathed, the blade's magic lowered the air temperature around him 10 degrees, making the desert heat more bearable. His men bore equipment similar to his, though less ornate. They all rode the hardy two-humped war camels that served the royal cavalry. Behind the cavalry trudged 8 massive warriors. The 8 who walked felt no resentment toward those who rode. In fact, they felt nothing at all, for these were the Sultan's stone soldiers. 7 feet tall and weighing nearly a ton each, the golems looked like armored warriors carved from granite. The stone soldiers formed the heart of the Sultan's royal guard. Numbering 20 in total, 12 remained behind guarding the White Palace. Kira's oasis sat at the very edge of the High Kingdom and provided the only shelter for many miles. The city also served as an important rest stop for the many caravans that crisscrossed the desert. Beyond the city walls, the nomad tribes roamed much the same as they always had, herding their camels between small oases that dotted the landscape. Sometimes, in a bad year, the tribes would raid a passing caravan. Never had they dared attack one of the kingdom's walled cities. Until now. At the Sultan's approach, the city gates opened with much creaking and grinding of metal on metal. The gates shut as soon as the last golem had entered. Velos spotted Tarek Yennesir, the town's governor and an old and loyal friend. A small man, even among the natives of the High Kingdom, Tarek stood only 5'2". He had the typical dark hair and eyes of his people, and his skin had baked dark brown under the sun's angry gaze. Velos dismounted and approached his old friend. Tarek had received the governor's position in Kira's oasis several months after Velos's coronation, as thanks for his support during the Crown War. Velos clapped a hand on Tarek's shoulder and smiled.
"So what kind of trouble have you gotten into now?"
Tarek looked up at his lord, a definite necessity as Velos stood well over 6 feet tall.
"A large group of nomads attacked the city 8 days ago. They breached the fortress's defenses after a short but brutal battle. My family and I used the escape portal to flee along with 20 soldiers. Archers now surround the walls, preventing the nomads from escaping. After the battle, we didn't have enough men left to retake the fortress. We've maintained the siege since requesting help."
"Doesn't sound too bad," Velos said. "How many nomads survived the initial assault?"
"At least 150, plus their camels." Velos nodded.
"Let's go take a look."
The two men walked together down the street. Along both sides sat adobe and sandstone buildings. A few small shops had 2 stories with a living area above and a work area below, but the majority of the buildings had only 1 story. These buildings, with a kitchen and a living space, housed the majority of the people in the High Kingdom. Many people now crowded in doorways to watch Velos pass by. He smiled and waved to everyone. Velos knew he made quite a sight with his long blonde hair, blue eyes, and pale skin. He appeared the polar opposite to the people he ruled. A few steps behind Velos, his stone soldiers stomped along, ready to crush anyone foolish enough to attack their master. Velos noted with pleasure that no one stopped cheering or cringed in fear when the golems appeared. It meant the people didn't fear him. His smile broadened as he remembered the day his father had taken him and his twin brothers, Nord and Kent, aside and told them the secret to ruling well. He'd said the people should never fear their lord. He should represent a source of pride for his people. Make them love you, and you can sleep safe at night knowing they won't take up arms against you. Become a tyrant, and you'll never know a moment's peace. In his 19-year rule, not a single city had turned against